Mozart's Apollo at Hyacinth Overture here on KPR, the Capella Istropolitana Orchestra with Barry Wordsworth. I am Destiny. Good morning. The hyacinth, you know, the flower, right? Well, here's the tale. Hyacinthus loved Spartan, and well, as all Greek tragedies go, he died. But Apollo wanted to immortalize him and therefore named the flower after him. Fascinating. I have something a little less tragic coming up this hour, a Haydn symphony and a Beethoven, a Haydn piano trio and a Beethoven piano concerto. That'll be nice. I hope you're all doing well. It's really sunny out and supposed to be in the upper 70s today. I do have to let you know that the youth segment is actually tomorrow. I got mixed up on my days, yes, so I have to correct that. But today, there is something special, actually, in the 11 a.m. hour. It's a live music hour. So there's so many good things going on at KPR. I cannot keep up with all of them. Another good thing, Haydn Piano Trio number 21. The group playing this trio is called Trio 1790. It is right now on KPR. Haydn's Piano Trio number 21 here on KPR, played by Trio 1790 on period instruments. So in case you were wondering, probably you noticed mostly with the piano, the different sounding instruments. That's because they're period instruments from the time that Haydn composed that music. So very different than the piano concerto that you are about to hear, which is played on a modern piano. I wanted to put those two back to back so you could hear the difference. We're going to listen to that in just a second. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Friends of the Press, a membership program of the University Press of Kansas that supports the publication of scholarly and regional books. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu and the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-2027 events, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and an a cappella group called Chanticleer. Details at lead.ku.edu. Alrighty, Beethoven's Piano Concerto number 2. A fun fact about this is that the rondo, he finished up super late. The copyists were waiting for him to finish it before the premiere, so it's kind of funny they were working last minute. The other thing is, this is Piano Concerto number 2, but it's actually his first. He jokingly dismissed this as not being the best, so I, however, think it's pretty great, and I'm sure you will too. Leonard Bernstein, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, Christian Zimmermann performing Beethoven's Piano Concerto number 2 on KPR. Beethoven Piano Concerto number 2 here on Kansas Public Radio. Actually, his first that he composed. That was Leonard Bernstein, the Vienna Phil, and Christian Zimmermann. I'm Destiny. You are listening to KPR. Tomorrow in the 10 a.m. hour, I will be chatting with kids about music, just to clarify the days. It's the 11 a.m. hour today that is live music. I've got some Mozart and other great stuff next hour. Don't go anywhere. This is KPR.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR. We are live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from Paraspora, a Kansas history podcast presenting a live listening event of 12 to Freedom about those who risked all to escape slavery. Hosted by KPR's Kay McIntyre, May 20th, 6:30 p.m. at 10th and Mass Studio in Lawrence. We've got Tales of Hoffman and Tales of Hafner and a Cherubini String Quartet next hour. The sun is shining. We're going to be around 79 today in Lawrence. Don't you go anywhere. NPR News is up next, and then more music on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from it.
Congressional Republicans gave ICE $75 billion last summer, about half to spend on detention space. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast. Available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Offenbach's Tale of Hoffman highlights here in KPR with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra again. Indeed, we heard them last hour. I'm Destiny. Thanks for joining me here on KPR for classical music. That Hoffman, that was a funny one. He was, you know, of course, it's opera, and he's a poet, and he has catastrophic love affairs with a doll singer. It's always what opera seems to be about. Something a little less sordid, shall we say, coming up. A string quartet this hour by Cherubini, and next, Mozart's Hafner Symphony, and I'm often asked why symphonies have nicknames, especially that sound like people. Well, you know, composers needed patrons to fund them. And Hafner was a patron of Mozart. And, well, he paid Mozart. I mean, that's a really good way to get your last name on a symphony, is to pay a composer. So think about that as we listen to 35 right now. Mozart's Symphony No. 35, the Hafner, Claudio Abbado, and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. This is KPR. Mozart Symphony No. 35 here on KPR, the Hafner or Hoffner, or tomato or tomato, Claudio Abbado and the Berlin Phil. I've also got the Cherubini or Cherubini. I know there are so many different ways to pronounce things depending on where you are, but let's just focus on the music and not my pronunciations. Thank you for being here with me this morning. I hope you're all doing super well. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu, and the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery all in one place. More information available at lmh.org/cancercare. And one more, KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. Yes, we love all of our sponsors because you keep us on the radio, and so do you, our dear listeners, to listen to great music like Luigi Cherubini's String Quartet No. 5. It is performed by House Music, now on KPR. Thank you. Cherubini's String Quartet, number 5 here on Kansas Public Radio, played by House Music. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. Tomorrow in the 10 a.m. hour, I will be interviewing an 8-year-old about classical music. I am super excited. You can't miss that. And you also can't miss what's coming up next hour. I love live music, and we've got horn, flute, cello. We've got so many delightful things for you coming right up next hour. So, as they say, don't touch that dial. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Republican lawmakers are remaking congressional maps that could dilute black voting power across the South.
I've been beaten with billy sticks, dogs, and tear gas, but now the Supreme Court and the state courts are making it back up to where it was.
How longtime voting rights activists in one Louisiana district are responding on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts for you here weekdays at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. Oh, and of course, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. I'm mixing up my frequencies today. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City and KANQ Chanute. And you can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or you can tell your smart speaker to be nice and play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and Headquarters Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. NPR News is up next, and then I will be back with you from the live performance studio with live music, always fun on KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi. Started a new trial for Alec Murdoch, the disgraced former attorney who was convicted 3 years ago of murdering his wife and son. Murdoch's defense team argues that a court clerk tampered with the jury in the original murder trial. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
A couple of lovely movements from Telemann's Suite for Flute and Strings. Yuri Stiven, the recorder, it says here, the conductor, Richard Edlinger. I am Destiny. Thank you for being here with me today. I hope you all enjoyed the live music that we had this hour. It's been a lot of fun. I know Jeff is in, and he's got some great afternoon music for you. Looks like Brig Fair by Delius and some rare chamber music by Mahler and an American String Suite. And you know who keeps live performances on the air? You do. And some of our great sponsors as well. So let me thank them. Support for classical music comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And the Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org. And finally, the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Info about KU research is at ku.edu. It is about 77 degrees here in Lawrence. It's a nice day today. And remember, May 16th, 6:30 p.m. at the Steinway Piano Gallery, you can hear awesome Taiwanese music. Some of it's just so lovely and sweet, and a lot of it's very dramatic and fun. So that was a really great live music hour. Don't miss tomorrow in the 10 a.m. hour. I will be interviewing an 8-year-old about what classical music means to him, and he happens to love Beethoven's 5, so you know it's going to be quite a great show. This is KPR.
At KPR's Next Cinema A Go-Go, Flash Gordon's here to save the universe.
Flash! Ah! Savior of the universe!
Join us Friday at Liberty Hall for Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon serial.
Planet is rushing madly toward the Earth, and no human power can stop it.
Plus the 1980 remake featuring music by Queen. It's Friday night at 7, Liberty Hall. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news here on Kansas Public Radio comes from Per Aspera, a Kansas history podcast presenting a live listening event of 12 to Freedom about those who risked all to escape slavery. Hosted by KPR's own Kay McIntyre, May 20th at 6:30 p.m. That'll be at 10th and Mass Studio in Lawrence. It is 12:01. NPR News is up next, and then more music for you here on KPR from 12 to 3. Thanks for being here.
Live from NPR.